Today, I thought we would do something a little different. Of course, we're at camp, lots of flies, so don't mind me batting them away. I thought today, this morning, I would start off by reading 1 Peter 5. I'll read the whole chapter to you. I have a guest who's going to help me read it to you. I'm going to share a few thoughts, but this morning, I want you to take the time to read it on your own, to share what stands out, to really dive in. And this is what being a community, this is what being a small group is all about, is diving into the Word and pulling out our application. But I'm going to read. It won't be on the screen, so follow along in your Bible if you want. If not, just close your eyes, listen to the words, and Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just speak to us as we read your Word. So 1 Peter chapter 5, starting in verse 1. And now, a word to you who are elders in the church. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ. And I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, and not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over people assigned to your care, but lead by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. And all of you, dress yourselves in humility as you relate to one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under God's mighty power, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have suffered a little, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. I have written and sent this short letter to you with the help of Silas, who I commend to you as a faithful brother. My purpose in writing this is to encourage you and assure that you are experiencing truly part of God's grace for you. Stand firm in his grace. Your sister church here in Babylon sends you greetings, and so does your son Mark. Greet each other with a kiss of love, and peace be with you all who are in Christ.
So the one thought that stands out to me from this is that in three times between verses 5 to 7, Peter calls us to be humble. Humble ourselves, dress yourselves in humility, but then he says in verse 6, he says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And this morning I was reading in Kings, and there is a story that really stood out to me that really encapsulates how important it is for us as believers to be humble. The story comes from 1 Kings chapter 21. It's a look at King Ahab. King Ahab was an awful king. The kingdom of Israel has split into two. He is ruling the northern kingdom. And in the verses I'm going to read, we see how he stands in all of history. But more importantly, we see God's grace shown to this really wicked man. Ahab was awful. His wife was even worse. But here it says in the story, so 1 Kings 21, in verse 25, it says, "No one else so completely sold himself to what was evil in the Lord's sight as Ahab did under the influence of his wife Jezebel. His worst outrage was worshiping idols, just as the Amorites had done, the people whom the Lord had driven out from the land ahead of the Israelites." No one was as evil as Ahab. He was wicked. His wife was right there with him. And just before this verse, the prophet Elijah has told him that because of his wickedness, he and all his descendants are going to die. In fact, it says that if his sons die in the city, the dogs will eat them because no one will pick them up. If they die in the field, the birds will eat them because there will be no one who cares enough to pick them up. This is the curse. And Ahab hears the curse, and it says this in the verse 27. "But when Ahab heard this message, he tore his clothing, dressed in burlap, and fasted. He even slept in burlap and went about in deep mourning." Then another message from the Lord came to Elijah. "Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has done this, I will not do what I promised during his lifetime. It will happen to his sons. I will destroy his dynasty." Ahab, in his wickedness, in his evil before the Lord, humbles himself before God, dresses himself, goes into mourning because of the word, and God extends grace to this wicked man. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And what does it mean to be humble? All throughout Scripture it says, always consider others of more esteem than yourself. That a true leader is the one who comes last. The first will be last, and last will be first. That those who want to lead will serve their brothers and sisters. When Peter talks about being humble, this is what he's talking about. He says, be willing to come under the authority of others. One writer said that humility is being willing to let your boss make the wrong decision, but you still be the right person. Let someone else make the wrong decision, but you continue to be the good, right person that God has called you to be. This is humility. To see yourself in light of God's greatness. And Peter says over and over, and even throughout the whole letter, it says underlying, be humble. Even in the midst of struggle, know that God is with you, that Jesus went through it himself. Jesus himself humbled himself, relied on the power of God to do the ministries we've been called to. And the same applies to us. We just ask to humble ourselves. And it says God will give grace to the humble. No matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter what your resume might say, God still wants to extend his grace to you. So clothe yourselves with humility, trusting that at the right time, God will honor you and lift you up. But what did you see? So at this time, I invite you to go to the tables, open up 1 Peter 5 in your Bibles that are there or on your phone. Discuss what stood out to you, and encourage one another with Peter's final words of this book. And next week, we will dive into 2 Peter chapter 1 and a whole new letter to a whole new group of people from this amazing man of God. But let me pray for you, and let you go to discussion and coffee time. Jesus, I thank you for the words of Peter. I thank you, God, for the reminder to be humble. There's so much opportunity to build ourselves up and think ourselves more highly than others around us. And yet you call us to humility, to remember that you are the great one and that you're the one who gives us value. We don't have to esteem ourselves. You'll esteem us at the right time. So God, may we clothe ourselves with humility towards each other. May we have a servant attitude, willing to build one another up. And as we dress ourselves in humility, God, may your word and your love spread throughout our church, throughout our community, throughout each of our families. God, you are so good. And Jesus, you exemplify what humility looks like. And we just want to imitate you. We want to be like you in all that we do. And so, Holy Spirit, fill us, lead our discussion, maybe walk out of here encouraged And we are excited to see what you're going to do with us for the rest of summer and into the fall. Jesus, thank you for this word. And I pray that as we dive into it, that you would reveal the message you have for each of us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go to discussion. You got to run. God bless. Have a great week. And if you after discussion, we will see you next week. Once again, hi from Manhattan Beach. And we hope to see everyone out here next year.